Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
The Taurus is completely lost, and it seems impossible that her crew will ever see Earth again. Like the Streak, she was badly buffeted by some strange force, but no damage was done, and now she is headed toward a distant planet in search of a landing place. On the Streak, there is new hope. At last, Rocky has regained consciousness, but he is still very weak. Mitch comes down from the control deck, looking worried and disturbed. His news, when he tells it to Di, seems quite incredible.
Di, those stars I took a fix on are something screwy. We've been traveling towards them for hours, yet they're further away than ever.
But how could they be, Mitch?
Well, don't ask me, chicken, but they are. I know it doesn't make sense, but it's true. And another thing, my watch has started up again, but it's going backwards.
Backwards?
Yeah. It stopped at 16:42. That was 4 hours ago. Now it's 12:57, so figure it out for yourself.
Is the winder pushed in properly?
Hmm?
Perhaps the hands have been moved.
Nah, that's the first thing I checked. Anyway, we can soon prove it. Yours stopped, too. What does it say?
12:58.
Hey, see?
But it's incredible. What could cause a thing like that?
Giggling grasshoppers die. How would I know? There's something nutty about this corner of space, and I don't like it.
Hey, what is it? What's all the mumbling?
It's all right, Rocky.
Hey, do we tell him or don't we?
Oh, he shouldn't be worried.
Do you come in here, or do I come out?
Oh, you better go in or he'll try.
Not a word, Mitch.
Okay.
Rocky, you must lie still and give your wound a chance.
Oh, how can I die keeping things from me like...
There, you see, you've overexcited yourself.
If you don't want to be upset, please tell me what is going on.
No, Rocky.
Well, then I'm not going to lie here.
Now, lie back, Rocky.
Well, look, Di, either I know what's going on my ship, or I get up.
Look, we better tell him, Di. He won't settle otherwise.
Well, I don't like to.
Look, Di, I'll lie quiet, I promise, as long as I know what is happening.
Oh, very well. But I'll hold you to that promise. Tell him, Mitch.
Well, look, Rocky, there's something screwy.
What?
Well, the further we travel towards a thing, the further away it gets.
Hey, Mitch, that's not funny.
You're not kidding, Rocky boy. It certainly isn't. Look, I'll show you the calculations if you like.
Further away? But how?
I don't know. Search me.
Things haven't been the same ever since the Streak was buffeted about.
Buffeted? By what?
Oh, we don't know. Just looked like empty space.
And all the clocks have stopped.
Yeah, that's another thing, Rocky. Now they've started, they're going backwards.
Oh, Mitch, this is fantastic.
I know. If I hadn't checked things half a dozen times, I think I was going space crazy.
Further away? Buffeting clocks in reverse?
Yeah.
Gee, wait a minute. I'll have to think about this. Clocks in reverse. Hey, Mitch.
Hmm?
Would you bring me all your calculations?
Yeah.
All astrofixes, bearings, everything there is to go on. Oh, and the slide rule, too.
Yeah, right, Rocky. You gonna check on everything?
Uh-huh. Once I'm sure of your figures, I'll know where to start. If you've made no errors, there'll be some other explanation.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, we've just got to find it.
That's my boy.
Oh, Mitch.
Huh?
You'd better fire deceleration rockets. You'd better stop the ship. There's no sense traveling till we know where we're really going.
Mitch hurries to the control deck, relieved that he no longer has to take full responsibility for navigation. Rocky sinks back exhausted and waits for the calculations. Meanwhile, the Taurus approaches a strange planet, and her crew study it apprehensively.
There's something peculiar about it. It seems all fuzzy.
From this distance, it looks almost like a ball of gray cotton wool.
Well, that woolly effect, it must be cloud.
Cloud? How could it be?
We've seen cloud around a planet before. It has that look.
But if that's right, the whole planet's wrapped in cloud.
I think Ivan's right, Paul.
Remember the bands of clouds as we left Earth. It's the same as they.
If only it was Earth.
Here, Ma.
Take it easy, kid.
We must go back. We must find it. Find it.
Don't give way, Ilma.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm just dead.
Hysteria. A sedative flask and pad. Quickly, fall in the middle locker.
Let me go.
Ilma.
I want the airlock. I want space.
Ilma.
Nothing, nothing. Let me Let me go!
Quick, Paul! Here, hold this pad over her nose. Ilma.
Let me go!
She's frightened, darling. Keep the pad there longer. Ilma. Quiet. That's right, Ilma. Just... she's asleep, Paul.
Oh, poor kid. I don't know just how she feels.
Here, let me carry her to her bunk.
Her cabin?
No, the assistant navigator's bunk she will do. Slide her head onto the pillow. So.
Just as well we investigated that sedative equipment.
Yes. She will sleep a while. Perhaps she will be better when she wakes.
I certainly hope so.
We are still a distance from this planet. Oh, all that cloud. I wonder what we shall find there.
Ivan, Ilma's awakening.
God, we must soothe her all we can. Ilma.
You're okay, Ilma.
What was that sleep? But...
now look, you're all right, Ilma. You must not upset yourself.
I'm not upset now. What happened?
We gave you a sedative to calm your nerves down.
Thanks. I don't know what came over me. I'm sorry, boys.
That is all right. It is this strain. We all feel it.
I was thinking of Earth. Suddenly it seemed as if it was all just a dream. As if it didn't exist at all.
Now take it easy, kid.
No, I want to talk about it. It's realizing that there's nothing but endless space all around us. And Earth is somewhere, but we don't know where. And so tiny and unimportant. Like one grain of sand in the desert. There. I've got it out of my system now.
Now, there's no need to get up. Just lie there and rest a while.
How long was I asleep?
Several hours.
That stuff sure put you up.
I'd rather get up now. What about the planet? Can you see it more clearly now?
It's on the screen there.
Oh, that cloud.
It definitely looks like water vapor.
And Ilma, that means a good chance of normal atmosphere.
And perhaps friendly people this time.
Yeah, perhaps friendly people this time.
Well, Rocky?
Well, there's nothing wrong with your calculations, Mitch. Not a thing.
I should think not, after all the sweating I did over them. That doesn't help us any, huh?
Definitely showing a position further away from that star group. Angles of sight, everything verifies it. And yet the course definitely heads that way.
Yeah, I get a nasty sinking feeling every time I think about it. Well, I've made a lot of trips into space, Rocky boy. Met up with a lot of weird and wonderful things, but this, I...
yeah. Well, Mitch, we must follow that course. It's the reverse of the setting we used to get this far. There's no other way of going back except by reversing the direction.
Yeah, I know, but it's not taking us back.
Yeah, there's some factor that we just don't know about. Perhaps some refraction of light, some peculiar property in space that's giving us a wrong reading on those stars.
But what about the clocks? My watch is still going backwards.
I don't know, Mitch. I really
hey,
don't know.
Rocky boy, you all right?
Yes, I'm still a little bit weak, that's all, Mitch. I'm sorry.
Gee.
Talking tires me a bit.
Yeah, just to say... hey, Di!
Hey, you don't have to bring Di.
Oh, but I am. Yeah, Di! Hey, maybe Rocky could do it some more of that medium, huh?
Rocky needs complete rest, but he won't take it. How's the wound, Rocky?
Oh, it's fine, Di. It's
here,
fine.
Here, let me feel your pulse.
Oh, dear.
He sounds like those guys with ulcers back on Earth.
Poor guys, I pity them.
Well, you're looking a lot better, but there's still a long way to go before you're well.
Listen, Di, how long are you going to keep me lying here?
I can't tell, Rocky. Quite some days, probably.
Days? But listen,
but nothing. You're lucky to be alive. Now give me your arm.
Here we are, lost and unable to navigate. I should be on the control deck.
There. Sorry, Rocky, but if it was left to you, you'd never get well.
Fine search ship we turned out to be.
Well, I could carry on okay, Rocky boy, if only things were normal.
Are we still traveling in reverse?
That's what it amounts to.
Oh, there must be some explanation. Listen, when did all this start?
Well, let me think. The streak started to toss about, see?
Yeah.
That's when the clock stopped. Yeah. But I didn't notice we weren't getting anywhere until after I turned the ship around, took a couple of fixes.
Mm. Rocky, I think it all links up with that buffeting somehow. Time and the clocks.
Clocks, clocks, and now they go backwards. But if time is a... Time? Hey, that must be it. Time.
Time.
Now, this must be some sort of time curve or swirl in this part of space, and we've caught up in it.
You can't have a curve in time.
Well, how do you know, Mitch? Because we've never encountered it.
Well, people said there couldn't be such a thing as artificial gravity before it was invented.
Well, then you agreed, I?
Well, it could be possible. If time no longer moved in a straight line from past to future, yes, that could explain it. Time carrying us with it.
For giggling grasshoppers die, if that's it, how do we know where to travel? How do we get out of it?
It's like a current that's too strong for us, isn't it? We can't go against it. Rocky, Mitch, we may never get out of it.
Is Di right? How can they return to Earth when every mile traveled toward it takes them further away? There are exciting developments ahead, so don't miss the next chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!